Upon This Rock by Brian Keel. Ask any carpenter, home builder, or architect, and they will tell you that the most important part of any major construction is the cornerstone. According to Webster's, a cornerstone is defined as 1. A person or thing of prime importance, 2. Someone or something that is indispensable or essential, or 3. The chief foundation on which something is constructed or built. In other words, without the cornerstone, the structure will become unsteady and collapse. In 1 Peter 2:4, Jesus is called the living cornerstone. If we take the definition of cornerstone and apply it to Jesus Christ, He is the one of prime importance. He is indispensable and essential to everything we are and believe as Christians. In verse 7, it says that this stone, Christ, will be rejected by the builders, but has become a cornerstone and a stone of stumbling, a rock that causes those who refuse to believe to fall. Now back up to verse 5, we are called the living stones whom God is using to build upon the cornerstone, Christ, to construct His spiritual temple for a holy priesthood. Verse 9 calls us, His followers, a royal priesthood. So if we are a holy and royal priesthood, and God is using us to build a spiritual temple for a holy priesthood, He is using us to build a spiritual house for us, with Christ as our cornerstone. Verse 9 also states that we are a holy nation and a chosen race. These two terms were originally applied to the people of Israel. Now they are used to encompass all believers in Jesus Christ. With us being added to God's chosen, this makes us His own. Because of this, we are supposed to show others His goodness. He has called us out of the dark and into His wonderful light. In verse 10, we are told that before He called us His own, we had no identity as a people. Now we are called by His name. Before we had no mercy, but now by believing in Christ, we have received the gift of God's mercy. As we continue reading in verses 11 through 12, we are only temporary residents of this world, and as such, we need to abstain from, or keep away from, fleshly and worldly desires that are constantly waging war on our very souls. We are supposed to live with caution and live properly among our non-believing neighbors. We are to live in this way so that when they try to accuse us of doing wrong, they will see our honorable behavior. When they see our behavior, they will give honor to God on Judgment Day. So to sum this up, God is using us to build upon the living cornerstone, to build a spiritual home for us in heaven. Since we are now called His holy nation, we need to be very careful how we live amongst our community and our neighbors. Once they see that our behavior is honorable, they will honor God. What foundation have you trusted to build your faith on? Shouldn't it be the same foundation on which God has chosen to build His spiritual temple? If this cornerstone is God's choice, He should be more than sufficient for us.